Yes, somebody did book a concert at the White River Amphitheater this summer. There aren't a lot of acts in there compared to other summers because of the climate pledge. People are tending to go with that venue for their shows. But the Smashing Pumpkins just announced their 26-date tour, and they'll be swinging by the White River Amphitheater on August 5th with Stone Temple Pilots and Rival Sons.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the White River Amphitheater right now, they got some of the shows. They got Matchbox 20, May 18th. They got Nickelback June 30th. Hank Jr. is going to be there July 8th. Snoop will be there July 9th.
They got some heavy hitters.
Yeah, it's not like years past, though. Well, Alice Cooper will be there with Rob Zombie on September 20th. So there's a few shows. They got a few shows out there this year. But the action is all in the new building at the White River, at the Climate Pledge Arena this year. That's for sure. Snoop Dogg, who is going to play the White River Amphitheater, says he has cut down on his cannabis consumption since becoming a grandfather. Snoop, who once smoked 81 blunts a day, says, "I've changed my ways. Being a grandfather has changed me in multiple ways. The main way is being concerned with how I live, how I move, the kind of people I'm associated with, because I want to see my grandkids grow old. I used to drink alcohol as a fashion statement in the club. But now, when I'm in the club, I drink water or cranberry juice."
Well, the gin minus, or the juice minus the gin.
Yeah. I mean, gin and ocean spray don't sound the same, or ocean spray and juice doesn't sound the same as gin and juice. And Black Sabbath and Taylor Swift in the same room, sort of. Geezer Butler of Black Sabbath was at a recent Taylor Swift concert and posted a picture to Instagram. Geezer took his grandchildren to the show. No word on whether there was a backstage meeting between the two. But, you know, there's certainly a contrast in styles. Black Sabbath song title, Children of the Grave.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift song title, The Best Day. Black Sabbath gave you Heaven and Hell. Taylor Swift gave you Cardigan. Black Sabbath gave you Psycho Man. Taylor Swift gave you Love Story. And Taylor Swift gave you You Belong With Me.
Great one.
Black Sabbath gave you Electric Funeral.
Even better one.
But they were together.
Yeah, I heard someone over the weekend around the bonfire played me a version of T-Pain. Rapper T-Pain has covered Black Sabbath's Iron Man.
Oh,
and
really?
It's not really that bad. It actually sounds pretty good.
Okay.